You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey everybody, Sean A. Russell, Vegans Explore. Right now, I'm with Dante, the Southern Vegan. We caught up, thanks to Helene from VegFest Expo at Plant-Based Expo 2025. And I'm glad to be speaking with you right now.
I'm glad to be here, man. Appreciate you interviewing me, man. I'm having a good time at Expo. This is my first time here, so I'm having a good time.
So what I really want to dive into today is the idea of community. So right now you're holding it down for the Virginia community. If you're the plug in Virginia right now, people want to know what's going on. They come to you. What is it like in Virginia right now as a vegan for someone who may have never been to Virginia?
I'd say the vegan community is pretty strong. I think a couple of years ago, PETA had ranked Richmond the 10th best vegan city in the nation. So we have a kind of a slept on vegan scene. Got a few vegan restaurants, but we have a lot of restaurants that are offering vegan options. And that's what you kind of want, you know, whether if you don't have, you know, a lot of fully vegan restaurants, at least a lot of restaurants are very open to adding vegan items to the menu. So you'll find a lot of that in Richmond. So overall, I think the vegan scene is pretty strong in Richmond.
I know I'm going to put you on the spot here. And I personally don't like when I am asked this question because I'm put on the spot. So I don't know why I'm asking you, but I'm still going to do it anyways. If someone goes to Richmond or goes to Virginia, what are some places they have to check out?
Man. So my favorite place to go to is probably a restaurant called Blue Atlas. Every 2 to 3 months, they have what they call a vegan takeover. Restaurants are not 100% vegan, but every 2 or 3 months, they reserve about 3 or 4 days where they convert their entire menu to vegan. And they have dishes that touch each part of the globe. So they'll have like dishes that are focused on like Africa or South America or Mexico. So they'll all put those dishes together and have them as a one big menu for a 3-4 day period. And the food is absolutely amazing. So if you're ever in that area around Vegan Takeover in Richmond, man, you got to check out Blue Atlas. That's one of my favorite spots to definitely go to. That's probably one of my favorite restaurants, period.
Tell them the Southern Vegan sent you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. They know me over there. They see me every time they do the event. So, yeah, they'll know who I am.
So a lot of people watching this are probably content creators looking to do something similar to what you're doing in their community. What advice do you have for them?
Man, I would say my advice is just, first of all, just to take your phone and document everything that you're doing as far as like going to different restaurants, man. I think a lot of these restaurants can really use the exposure. You know, every time I go on Instagram, I feel like I'm seeing an announcement of a vegan restaurant closing down. And yeah, it's real sad. So just pick up the phone, film your food, let the camera eat first, you know, showcase, you know, what you're eating, share it to the world. It ain't really got to be like super high quality. But just share it, man. Just be able to just share whatever you're eating so people be able to know what's available, know what's out there and share the content to the world. You know, the quality of content, you know, it's important, but I think more so just, putting the quantity out there, putting the content out there and letting your following build from the amount of, good restaurants that you're giving exposure to, because man, they need it. And I think that's kind of where you want to start, is just start documenting your stuff and don't be afraid to sharing it with the world. Share it on your feed, share it on your stories, tag the restaurants, get them to repost it. Instagram has a new feature where you can collaborate with restaurants on a post. So all those things, man, really help to be able to like give the restaurants more exposure and help grow your following too. Mm-hmm.
So what made you, obviously, you're the Southern Vegan, so I don't have to ask you the question if you're vegan or not, but what made you want to go vegan? Like, what's your vegan origin story?
I had a really scary hospital experience back in 2009, and it kind of changed my whole outlook on life. It was a super scary hospital experience where I really didn't think I was going to get out of the hospital alive. But once I got out of there, I think my whole mindset really shifted. And I became really more health conscious, started doing a lot of research about the things I was putting in my body. And my goal was like, you know what? If I'm ever going to be in the hospital again, it's not going to be through any fault of my own. I'm going to at least take care of my body. I have control over everything I'm putting in my body. So I'm going to definitely take control of everything that I'm consuming. So I really started doing research and started cutting things out of my diet one by one to the point where I went vegan. Mm. And then in 2009, I went ahead and took that final step and went completely plant-based. You know?
Anything you miss from back in the day?
Not anymore, because I feel like we got, you know, vegan versions of everything now.
Yeah.
You know, this expo right here is a perfect example of that. You know, we got vegan fish over there. We got vegan burgers over here. We got vegan dairy, milk, vegan cheeses. Anything that you would have missed when you ate meat, there's a vegan version of it now. So I don't really miss anything, honestly, man.
It's my same answer for me. I used to be eggs, but now they have great substitutes for eggs. I personally, my go-to is just egg, but I know there's other a lot of people make actual things from, I think there's actual recipes that you don't even have to use any product from the stores that work really well. So pretty much any thing you can think of has a vegan substitute. So I want to end on this note. Any advice that you want to give to someone who may be starting their journey to let them know kind of maybe some things you've gone through that you were able to overcome, or pretty much any advice at all for someone who's starting their vegan journey?
Find your local community, whether it's a Facebook group, it could be an Instagram, for a page, meetup groups, you know, things like that where you could be able to find a community. I used to live in Miami, and one of the coolest things I was able to find was a vegan running group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go out, run 3 miles, and then afterwards we check out a vegan restaurant all together. You know, and it was like 20, 30 of us, you know, all running and then going to eat. And it was really cool being able to have that community where you're able to, you know, be with people that are like-minded and share great conversations over some good vegan food. So that's, you know, you're able to meet people. If you're struggling with your vegan journey, you're able to bounce ideas or concerns off of people who have been there. So find your community. You're able to find restaurants on Facebook groups, on meetup groups, things like that, man. So I think being able to find your local community on those different platforms is what I would recommend.
And I could testify to that, too. I first went vegan 2008, ended up falling off. 2013, once I was able to build a community and find other communities, that's how I was able to make it stick. So what a perfect way to end this conversation. Where can people find more information about you?
Man, hit me up on Instagram. The Southern Vegan is the.southern.vegan on Instagram. That's where I'm posting all the time. So if you want to follow me, follow my vegan journey in the Virginia, North Carolina area, and, you know, see everywhere that I travel and exploring the vegan scenes of different cities, that's where you'll find me.